96.9 FM and AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time, it's 8 o'clock.
I'm Lindy Kenyon. Despite attempts by the defense to delay, opening statements and the first witness will be heard Monday in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Details from CBS's Robert Costa.
Late Friday, the Trump legal team went to an appeals court judge and asked the case to be halted and for the venue to be changed away from New York, toss it out of New York City. That request was denied.
A man who set himself ablaze outside the New York City court where Trump was standing trial has died.
Outside the courthouse in a park near where media from around the world gathered, a 37-year-old man from Florida set himself on fire. Authorities said he threw pamphlets in the air before dousing himself with accelerant. The man was rushed to a hospital where he later died.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn says the man has been identified as Maxwell Azzarello of St. Augustine, Florida. The House votes today on separate foreign aid bills for allies, including Ukraine. Texas Democrat Mark Vesey says it's about time.
This money was needed yesterday. I cannot emphasize enough that if we didn't step in soon to help Ukraine, we could be giving the whole show to Vladimir Putin.
The bills next go to the Senate. In an overwhelming bipartisan vote, the U.S. Senate has reauthorized the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised passage of the bill.
Democrats and Republicans came together and did the right thing for our country's safety. It wasn't easy. People had many different views. But we all know one thing. Letting FISA expire would be dangerous.
The bill next goes to the president's desk. More military boasts from North Korea, which says it tested a cruise missile warhead and a new anti-aircraft missile. Alex Jensen reports from Seoul.
North Korea says it achieved an unspecified goal with its super large warhead power test, having also test-fired a new anti-aircraft missile named Shooting Star. South Korea's military has confirmed it did detect North Korean missile launches Friday afternoon and is analyzing its findings.
Photos released by the North's official Korean Central News Agency showed at least two missiles being fired off launcher trucks. Employees at a Volkswagen factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have overwhelmingly voted to join the United Auto Workers Union. This is a first test of the UAW's renewed effort to organize non-union factories after a successful confrontation with Detroit's major automakers. Volkswagen employee Brooke Benoit supported unionizing.
If they can get all this, we should too. We do the same job, just in a different location.
And the first round of the 2024 NBA playoffs begin later today. Round one has four games. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
W295BD and W256EB.
Hinton Mills has been making feed for livestock in this region for four generations. During that time, we've helped design and mix feed rations for animals that have won shows across the state and in some of the country's biggest livestock shows. We're now making some of those feed rations conveniently available to you in our own line of show feeds. Each bag of Hinton's quality show feed has exactly what your animal needs. No magic potions, just science-based nutrition made fresh with locally grown ingredients. Come see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers and their kids since 1918.
Donna's Bookkeeping and Tax Service can make your bookkeeping and tax preparation needs simple and stress-free. They understand how confusing payroll and tax returns can be, and they've got 60 years of collective experience your family and business needs. Call 859-498-9535 to find out about affordable bookkeeping and tax services. Donna's Bookkeeping and Tax Service, 859-498-9535. Conveniently located at 420 West Main Street in Mount Sterling. New owners, Mitchell and Nicole Douglas Blevins.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Good morning. Reporting for Gateway Regional News, I'm Chris Irwin. A pickup truck crashed into a building yesterday morning in Lexington. It happened at the corner of Turner Commons. The truck also went through a guardrail into an embankment. The driver was able to get out and was not injured. A new Kentucky law aimed at curbing youth vaping has been challenged in court. The Kentucky Vaping Retailers Association, the Kentucky Hemp Association, and four vape retailers filed a lawsuit last week in Franklin Circuit Court challenging the bill, requiring any vape products sold to have approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration or have a safe harbor certification. The administration has approved 23 vape product applications out of more than a million. Retailers argue that the requirement would make most of their stock illegal and put them out of business. The lawsuit says the bill also violates the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which grants due process. It argues that hemp-derived products are not subject to regulation, so there is no regulatory market pathway to allow products to be sold. Governor Andy Beshear has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff today in honor of a Winchester police officer. Winchester Police Department's William Marty Jackson was 73 and died after he had a heart attack after responding to a call. Funeral services will be held noon today at George Rogers Clark High School and burial to take place in the Winchester Cemetery. And a Kentucky couple is claiming a trip to Chuck E. Cheese in Lexington landed one of them in the hospital. It's the story that got the attention of the Fayette County Health Department and shut the restaurant down. On April 6th, Eric and Jennifer Carter and 30 other family and friends were at Chuck E. Cheese at Woodhill Shopping Center in Lexington. However, the fun quickly turned sour. After the couple returned home, they and at least 20 others had vomiting, diarrhea, and fever. The venue did not comment about the food poisoning claims. That's been a look at some of the news, sports, and weather when we return.
This is Tracy Carroll at Wholesale Jewelry Exchange. Gold prices have hit all-time highs, and there's no better time to sell your scrap gold and coins than now. We buy broken jewelry, used jewelry, and coins. Come turn those items into cash today. We also buy silver jewelry, silver coins, and old silver money as well. So come see me today at Wholesale Jewelry Exchange, located at 211 Young Lane, Suite 1 in Mount Sterling, directly behind Hardee's, and let us put cash in your hand today.
An established reputation, service with integrity, superior facilities. These are the qualities you want and need to look for on a funeral home. The Menifee Home for Funerals has been a respected name in this area for many years. They'll provide your family excellent service and care for your loved one, regardless of the size or cost of the funeral. Each funeral will be conducted with the highest level of dignity and privacy as you wish. Remember the name, Menifee Home for Funerals. Randy Halsey, owner.
Time now for a look at sports. A horse had to be euthanized during a fall at Keeneland yesterday. A 6-year-old horse named February Sun was euthanized after an accident in the fifth race. The horse's jockey was involved in the incident and transported to the UK emergency room for further evaluation. This is the first horse death in the 2024 spring meet. Last year, three horses died as a result of racing incidents at the spring meet. Also in horse racing, a motion filed by Zeldin Racing Stables to grant a temporary injunction to allow the racehorse Muth to compete in the 150th Kentucky Derby has been denied. The horse earned a place in the Derby by winning the Arkansas Derby, usually an automatic qualifier for the Run of the Roses. However, the horse is trained by Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert, serving a suspension at Churchill Downs for a positive drug test for 2021 Derby winner Medina Spirit. In high school baseball yesterday at the Doc Morris Invitational, it was Lewis County over Carroll County, 9-3, and Nicholas County over Owen County, 8-7, in 8 innings. In other games, it was Bath County shutting out Augusta, 4-0, and East Carter over Boyd County by a score of 3-2. That was in high school baseball. In high school softball yesterday, in the Kentucky 2A Championship, Bath County over Nelson County by a score of 3-2. In the Lindell Potter Memorial Tournament, it was Pikeville beating Morgan County 16-1 in 3 innings. Greenup County over Fleming County 11-7. And Montgomery County beats Boyd County 8-6 in 8 innings. That was in high school softball. And in Major League Baseball, the Cincinnati Reds with a big day defeating the Los Angeles Angels by a score of 7-1. The next game in the series will be today at 6:40, and you can hear the action on 96.3 FM, WIVY. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast. Here is Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
Here's your LEX 18 Storm Tracker forecast. Welcome to your weekend, one that's a little cooler than we've seen. Let's go with a mostly sunny Saturday with highs in the low 60s. Clear tonight, patchy frost, especially the colder valleys. We're in the upper 30s. And then a partly sunny Sunday, but it's a brisk day. Highs just in the upper 50s. We'll be back into the 60s, though, on Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
Thank you, Bill. Gateway Area Death Notices next.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Convenience, service, and performance. Three words that say it all about the Murphy Realty Group. Their offices on North Maysville Road are convenient with plenty of parking, and you'll feel welcome from the moment you walk through the doors. You'll get an answer from Brenda and the staff 24/7 when you need help with your real estate needs. Experience does matter, and they say thanks to those who have trusted that experience to make the Murphy Realty Group the number one real estate agency in the Gateway area. Know them, trust them, and call them at the Murphy Realty Group.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area Death Notices. Catherine Holbrook, 92, of Olive Hill, passed away Wednesday at the Windsor Care Center in Mount Sterling. She worked at Olive Hill Finishing Company, Ashland Sales and Service, Gateway Child Care, and First Church of God. She attended church at the Preston First Church of God. Survived by two daughters, Bonnie Gillum and Sherry, and husband Terry Ferix. Sister Barbara Sammons, brother Clayton Hedge, 12 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and 4 great-great-grandchildren, along with a host of nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Funeral services conducted 11 a.m. this morning at the Duval & Moore Funeral Home and Cremation. Burial to follow in the Holbrook Clay Cemetery. The Duval & Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in charge of arrangements for Catherine Holbrook. Kelly Willoughby, 61, of Jeffersonville, passed away Tuesday. He was a commercial salesman for Lowe's. Survived by his wife, Anita Willoughby, daughters, Jennifer, Frazier, and Stacy Roundtree, son, Logan Craig, three brothers, Ferry, Eddie, and Stanley Willoughby, along with sisters, Pat Shrout, Bonnie Price, and Sandy Coldire, and 9 grandchildren. Funeral services today at 1 o'clock at the Richardson Funeral Home. Burial to follow in the Martin Cemetery. The Richardson Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kelly Willoughby. Aubrey Salyer Cotts Jr., 92, of Moorhead, passed away last Thursday. Survived by a brother, Bernard Cotts, two sons, James Russell and Ronald Wayne Cotts, and two grandchildren, Savannah and Seton Cotts. A celebration of life will be held 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals. Burial to follow in the Brown Cemetery with full military honors by Moorhead American Legion Post number 126. Visitation, 11 a.m. till time of services today at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Gideon's International. The Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Aubrey Salyer Cotts Jr. Douglas Marvin Horsley, 58, of Hillsboro, passed away last Saturday at the UK Hospice Care Center in Lexington. Survived by his mother, Maxine Horsley, sister, Barbara Hafler, two brothers, Estel and Jesse Horsley, along with many nieces, nephews, other extended family and friends. Services 2 p.m. Sunday at the Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial to follow in the Morgan Cemetery in Lewis County. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening and after 12 noon tomorrow at the funeral home. The Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Caring for arrangements for Douglas Marvin Horsley. And Jake Rose, 87, of Olive Hill, passed away Monday at Carter Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Grayson. He was a